Hey, good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. So in the next few minutes, I'd like to share with you the findings from our study looking at factors associated with colorectal cancer screening adoption among Chinese Americans using a stages of change perspective. And this is our study team and co-authors. And I have no relationships to disclose. Chinese Americans constituted the largest Asian subgroup in the United States, and colorectal cancer, CRC, is the second most common cancer among both Chinese American men and women. And CRC screening is effective in reducing colorectal cancer incidence and mortality. However, CRC screening rates remain low among Chinese Americans, especially among those who speak limited English. How low are the screening rates? This shows the findings from the 2009 California Health Interview Survey, the CHIS, and this is the largest statewide multilingual survey that allow us to look into Asian subgroups. And here you can see in the darker bar, actually, on your right side, that the Chinese American who speak limited English, the adherent rate for CRC screening is at 59%. Based on self-report. And for non-Hispanic whites is 72%. So clearly we can see that there is a lot that we could do to improve colorectal cancer screening adoption and adherence among Chinese Americans. What do we know about the reasons behind the underutilization of CRC screening among Chinese Americans? The literature on this topic is quite limited. As you can see, different studies identify different factors, such as at the individual level, it could be a lack of acculturation, lack of education, fear of abnormal results, lower perceived susceptibility. And at the provider level, the primary care physician access, as well as a lack of physicians' recommendations. So all these are some of the factors being identified in the literature. But no conclusive findings today thus far that are explaining the reasons why the CRC rates remain low in this population. This comes to the objective of our study, which was to identify factors associated with CRC screening adoption among Chinese Americans. And to do that, we used the stages of change perspective. Stages of change is the core construct of the transfer radical model that was developed by Prochaska and DiClemente, and which was one of the widely used behavioral change model. And as applied to CRC screening, one of the examples was that those who are in an early stage, such as pre-contemplation, those who have no plans to get screened in the near future, they surely enough, in a prospective study, when you talk to them again, you know, some months later, they were least likely to have been screened. However, the stages of change construct as applied to CRC screening has not yet been applied to Chinese Americans. These are the operational definitions of stages of CRC screening adoption, and we use the definition developed by Raw and colleagues. We focus on three stages of CRC screening adoption. The first stage, pre-contemplation. And those who are in pre-contemplation, they have never been screened or their screening's overdue, but has no plan to get screened in the next 6 months. The second stage, contemplation. So those who are in contemplation, they also have never been screened or have their screening overdue. However, they are planning to get screened in the next 6 months. For those who are in the action stage, so these are adherent to the CRC screening recommendation put forth by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, and as defined by having one of these screening tests done. FOBT or FIT, these are stool tests, and they had to be done within the past 1 year. Or sigmoidoscopy within the past 5 years. Colonoscopy within the past 10 years. For our study, we looked at the cross-sectional data from a convenient sample of 319 Chinese Americans aged 50 to 75 who were enrolled in an ongoing randomized control trial being done here in San Francisco. And so this trial looked at the use of lay health worker outreach to test the promotion of CRC prevention and healthy nutrition. Data were collected through self-administered questionnaire, and these are the key measures as listed over there, like the demographics, health literacy level, perceived general health, healthcare access and utilization, attitudes towards CRC screening, and of course the stages of CRC screening adoption questions, asking them about intention and their screening status. For data analysis, we use multinomial logistic regression and to identify significant correlates associated with the three stages of CRC screening adoption. Here show the characteristics of our 319 participants. 77% were female, 70% age 60 and above, and most of them are foreign-born, coming from China. 93% spoke English less than well, or with limited English proficiency, as we would define them as. And most, actually close to 90%, had regular healthcare access. Specifically regarding to CRC screening adoption, or regarding CRC screening, 60% said that their physician recommended CRC screening, 70% have ever had screening, and 93% said that they agree CRC screening is important. Let's take a look at the results of the CRC screening adoption by stages of change. 55% of our sample was in action, so meaning they were adherent to the CRC screening. And it is actually matching pretty well with the 2009 CHIST data, as I just showed you, for the sample of Chinese Americans. 14% were in contemplation, thinking about getting screened in the next 6 months, and 31%, almost one in three, were in pre-contemplations, meaning they have no plan to think about getting screened. Now, if we look at just the yellow and the orange portions of the pie chart, you can see for those who are non-adherent to CRC screening, majority of those, like close to 70% of those, were in pre-contemplation, have no plan to get screened in the next 6 months. Next, we will be showing you the multivariate analyses. And for these models, we adjusted the list of covariates that are being shown here. They include the social demographics, variables, the health status, healthcare access utilizations, and beliefs and attitudes regarding CRC screening. So for the models I'm about to show you, there will be the significant correlates associated with the stages of adoption, stages of CRC adoption, with all these covariates being adjusted in the model. Here we have both the unadjusted or raw percentages, as you can see, and also the adjusted odds ratio to show how difference are between pre-contemplations, those in pre-contemplations and those in action. And when compared to those in action, the pre-contemplators, as you can see, those are shown in the, you know, the orange bar that are the pre-contemplators, and the yellow bars are those in action. So the pre-contemplators were less likely to be insured, less likely to report having had a physician's recommendation for receiving CRC screening, and less likely to be worried about getting colorectal cancer, and also less likely to believe that screening was easy. Here is a comparison between pre-contemplation and contemplation. And again, the contemplation is in yellow, and the pre-contemplation are in orange bars. So when compared to those in contemplation, the pre-contemplators were more likely to be females, less likely to report to have a physician ever recommended screening for CRC, and also less likely to be worried about getting colorectal cancer. What have we learned about these findings? First, Although most Chinese American respondents agree that CRC screening was important, but one third of them had no plan to get it. Second, lack of health insurance, not having received physician's recommendation for CRC screening, low perceived susceptibility, and perceived screening being difficult were associated with being in pre-contemplation, having no plan to get screened in our sample. Lastly, our data also show that to promote CRC screening among Chinese Americans, multi-level interventions targeting at patient level, provider level, and healthcare access would be needed. So to end my presentation, I'd like to also acknowledge our very capable research team, the Nichols Chinese Health Coalition staff, and our University of California, San Francisco research staff, as well as the San Francisco State University researcher. And of course, the funding support by the National Cancer Institute. Thank you very much.